And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Today's show is going to be a mailbag show. I'm going to answer a couple of emails toward the end of the show. I hope you can stick with me. I do appreciate the emails I get from our listeners. I do respond personally to each and every email. If you've got something you'd like me to discuss on the show, send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, and put show topic in the header. And that way I'll know that potentially this might be something for the show. But before we get to that, there's an article that caught my attention from MoneyWise. I want to dig into that a little bit. And the title of the article is, Most Americans Want to Live Until They're 100, but only 3 in 10 can afford a retirement lasting more than 20 years. Here are 5 key course corrections that retirees say help them to thrive. So the first part of that article is what interested me. People want to live until they're 100, but only 3 in 10 say they can afford a retirement lasting more than 20 years. That's what real estate investing is all about. That's one of the key drivers why we became real estate investors. It was a key driver for me. I knew that retirement, I'm sure I could have made it more than 20 years, but it would have been 20 plus years of not the retirement that I felt like I was working toward. It wasn't the retirement that my wife and I had envisioned. And so right off the bat, yeah, that's a driver. I agree. 3 in 10. I bet it might even be less than that. The fact that they say they want to live to 100 is interesting. Why don't we just set up cash flow essentially that lasts in perpetuity, right? So not that many of us will hit 100, but some of us will actually go greater than 100. So let's not set that timeline on how far we can go. But this is based on a survey from Edward Jones. So a lot of people out there are Edward Jones types. I guess they've got a big reach. That's one of those financial, quote unquote, investment companies that are almost always, I'm sure, just steering you toward the stock market. But it caught my attention because when someone says they can go longer than 20 years, what does that mean? What does retirement mean for them? And there's some answers at the end of this article. It's not what you and I are thinking, but there's a belief out there, and I think most people have this, that essentially retirement is squeezing a frugal lifestyle into a box. And what do I mean by that? Okay, so let's say this box is $4,000 of income per month, okay? And let's assume that half is from Social Security and the other half from savings, 401k, IRA, maybe it's the sold, paid off house, maybe there's a part-time job in there somewhere, but essentially the box is $4,000 a month. And so this person's about to turn 65 and they say we can do $4,000 a month. And then they reverse engineer everything to make their retirement fit into that box. So they figure out, how can we make $4,000 work for us? If they're, let's say they're a married couple, but maybe a single person, they're still doing essentially the reverse engineering, right? Call it $1,500 a month for living expenses, right? Whether that's rent or mortgage, $1,500 for utilities, gas, insurance. They'll pay the car off, so they don't have to worry about that. That leaves about $1,000 a month for whatever else, right? Medical, groceries, etc. Look, there are people that are following that plan now. They're squeezing a retirement. They're essentially their life into a box. It's a finite box of X amount per month is what they can do. That is so dangerous. But I'm telling you, millions of people are following that plan. There, you have two things you can do. One, you can just keep doing the same old, and ignoring it and hope it gets better, or you can make a change. And that's exactly what I did. I found real estate investing, finally found Lifestyles Unlimited in 2013, joined and began effectively creating passive income and growing my wealth. But the article's from MoneyWise magazine. Most Americans want to live until they're 100, but only 3 in 10 can afford a retirement lasting more than 20 years. Here are 5 key course corrections that retirees say help them to thrive. We'll get to those 5 key course corrections, and we'll see about that. But I essentially found a recipe that will provide lasting income. So I'm not telling myself I'm going to live to be 100. I might only live to be 65, right? I might only live to be 70. We don't know how long we're going to live. So I don't want anyone putting a number on, well, I'm going to make it to 100. What if you make it to 105? Okay. What if you don't make it to 100? That doesn't matter. Set your essentially income up that is just stable, and it continues each and every year, and it actually grows. If you're a real estate investor, if you continue on with essentially the strategy I'm going to talk about here, it will be reoccurring passive income, and it will grow on an annual basis. Now, that growth, it's not about greed. It's about just keeping up, right? Everything is going to be way more expensive down the road. If you think life's expensive now, call me in 10 years and tell me what it is looking back, or 20 years or 30 years. So my strategy is not a one and done. Okay. You can't just take a chunk of money and go put it into real estate investing and say, okay, I'm done. That's as bad as taking a chunk of money, a bag of money, and calling it retirement and living out of the bag and hoping you don't exhaust everything in the bag. They're both not the best. Now, real estate investing is a much better path, and we talk about that on this show all the time, just all the reasons. But for me, it must be a reoccurring strategy. So let me elaborate. I have essentially positioned myself where I need to redeploy funds every year, okay? And I call this maintenance, right? If you've got an asset that you've invested in, and let's say it sells, okay, it's gone full cycle, it's gone 4 years, 5 years, whatever that number is, it's gone full cycle and it sells, and you have this windfall, right? First world problems. You're like, okay, man, this is awesome. I invested $50,000 and now I have, let's say you've got $85,000 or $100,000 that comes back to you, right? Your original 50 plus, if it's 100% return, another 50, okay? Happens all the time. So on one hand, you've got all this money, but you need to redeploy that. And one of the main reasons is, let's say that 50 grand was paying you 3,000 a year in cash on cash income coming in. So once it sells, that's gone. Okay. You've got 100 grand in your hand, but you have lost that return. And if you're retired, that's going to hurt, right? 3,000 here, 3,000 there, 5,000 there. And if all these sell and you're not redeploying and essentially reinvesting to get that cash flow back, well, your cash flow is just going to go down, 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 down. Again, not the retirement that we have envisioned. So if you're losing that cash on cash return, essentially I call that the maintenance part. You've got to redeploy that into more investments, right? Don't eat your seed corn, essentially. So if you take 50 and turn it into 100, put the 100 in, okay? At first, your cash flow is not going to come back in that first year, but by year two, it should be greater than essentially where you were left. Now, the growth segment of my retirement strategy, that's where I'm essentially feeding the cash flow snowball, okay? So I'm redeploying capital gain events, but I'm also setting aside essentially income and wealth that comes to me, and I'm continually to grow that, right? I want to get that income up. I want to continue it on. The third part of my strategy, I'm going to call wealth protection. And that's essentially about depreciation, right? Not only are we creating passive streams of income with our investments, we reach a point to where we need to create passive streams of depreciation. Okay. Depreciation essentially offsets the passive income. So when you do have these capital gain events, right, as I just mentioned, let's say that 50 grand and you invested it 4 or 5 years ago and it comes back after the sale and you have $100,000, right? What do you also have? You have a capital gain tax obligation based on that $50,000 that you made off your $50,000 investment. You can do two things. You can choose to hand your money over to Uncle Sam, to the U.S. government. I don't necessarily like that. Or, on the other hand, if you have these other investments that you've been investing into annually, you have this depreciation that builds up. And so you can offset, if not all of that, a huge majority of that. So that's your wealth appreciation, okay? Look, the U.S. government is the biggest burden of essentially your wealth growth. Think about just W-2 taxes. For everybody out there, that's anywhere from 30% to 65%, depending on where you live. And so you can think about how fast can I get rich, but if you're constantly shelling out 30 to 65% of anything you earn, well, that's going to push that timeline way out, right? It's going to push your ultimate returns and growth way down. So for me, when a property sells, I'm reinvesting as much for the cash flow as I am for the depreciation. Any real estate investor will say, we invest for different reasons, right? What makes sense for me as an apartment investment might not make sense for you, right? If you're early on and you don't necessarily need the depreciation, you're not necessarily investing for depreciation. You might be looking at properties for other reasons. Keep in mind, I am, okay? So just because I'm at this stage, at this strategy, doesn't mean you need to. So this article, again, it's highlighting that there's a tremendous gap between the retirement that Americans say they can afford and what they actually want. And it's crucial. I think my generation is going to be the blunt of the proof that essentially the retirement plan in this country is not working. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll come back on the other side.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
What does Del Walmsley, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, think you need to succeed in this market?
It's time to buy, and so you better get prepared, you better get educated, you better get your money right. You need to get involved because you're going to need the financing. You're going to need the vendors that we have available to us. You're just going to need the interaction with people. You need to immerse yourself into real estate.
Start your real estate immersion with a free workshop live online at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I was reviewing an article from MoneyWise. Basically, 3 out of 10 Americans are realizing essentially, 3 in 10 Americans say that they've put enough aside to make it in retirement at least 20 years. That's not a very long retirement. I think a lot of people are having retirements that last much longer. So that's age 85. If you retire at 65, actually, I think the median or the average age of retirement is 62. So if you can go 20 years, it's 82. And then, wow, the worst thing that could possibly happen to you is to be 82 and broke. That would be horrific. And so really only 30% of Americans say they can go 20 years. I wonder what the percentage is that says they can go infinitely, right? And like I said, I don't like to put an age on retirement or how long I want to go in retirement. Retirement's it's a financial condition, right? You either have the money coming in to quote unquote retire and do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whomever you want on your terms, or you don't. And then later in the article, it has 5 key course corrections And this coincides with a show that Andy Webb did just the other day. And if you don't know who Andy Webb is, he's one of the other hosts on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. There's Andy and there's Al Gordon. But he's talking about information and advice and where you're getting your advice from. I'm going to tell you, most of the stuff on the internet is ridiculous. And this is out there, but people are believing it, right? MoneyWise has a good name, but they have a respectable reputation. And here's the five course corrections that are going to change your life, right? They're going to help you thrive. And we can laugh at a couple of these. Number one, reduce or eliminate your debt. Okay, back to financial kindergarten. Yes, that's absolutely necessary. Live on less than you make. Live on less that's coming in. That is an actual truth. Okay, that's a no-brainer. That's a layup. Number two, they say save as much as possible during your working years. That save is a tough word. How about why don't you invest as much as possible during your working years, right? Invest as much as possible. And for us, keep in mind, every investment must have a cash flow component. If it doesn't have a cash flow component, it's not an investment. So let's not save. Look, there are... Today, there are high yield savings, CDs, money markets that'll give you 5, 5.5. Keep in mind that's taxable. So that's pre-tax on it. Much better than it has been historically, right? What were we getting in our savings accounts for the last 10 plus years? 0.01%, 0.03%. It was insane. So there are people that are turning to these high yield savings, CDs, money markets. I have one myself. But I'm parking funds in there that are available to deploy into real estate investments. As soon as that investment comes across that matches my strategy, what I'm doing, I will deploy out of that account into real estate. Now, many of you may be saying, well, Mike, why are you doing that? If you can make 5.5 sitting on the sideline, well, I'm going to make more in the real estate investment, okay? Plus, there's a danger to just sitting on that money. Even in a money market account, it's still affected by inflation. So I want to get those funds deployed. So for me, that save is a short term. It's a park. It's not the 20th century. You can't save your way to financial freedom. That's a myth. That is something our parents did. That's something that worked in the 50s, the 60s, possibly the 70s. I want you to invest your way to financial freedom. So, yeah, I just invested in another opportunity a couple weeks ago in Tennessee. Okay. Now, keep in mind, I have different reasons for investing than you do, but that's all part of my overall strategy that I mentioned in that second segment, that maintenance, that growth, that wealth protection strategy that I follow for my financial freedom. Now, the number three course correction, obtain supplemental health insurance. Okay, a lot of this is just basic stuff. Yes, you need health insurance, okay? If you don't have it, you need it. I just went through an accident a few months ago. It was very expensive. My wife just had foot surgery a couple of weeks ago. Very expensive. Yes, you need some form of health insurance. And while I'm at it, you need insurance at all levels, okay? You need insurance for your car. You need insurance for your investment properties. You need insurance for your personal home. Let's protect our wealth, okay? So I don't know how that's such a course correction life changer right there. That seems to me to just be a no-brainer. Here's a no-brainer. Follow a financial plan and budget, okay? That's almost like number one, that live on less than you earn. So I think this one is half true, half not true. I think there's a dose of political truth in here, especially this financial planner. You know, follow a financial plan, and then you go in there, and it's trying to get you to get a financial planner. Look, these people, they're not millionaires, and they're not going to make you a millionaire in any short amount of time. Their plan is going to be a 40-year plan, okay? Our plan is a 3 to 5 year plan. It will not take you long as a real estate investor to become a millionaire. I'm telling you right now, if you follow the plan and you stick to it. So these are people that are trying to sell you something. The budgets don't have to be complicated. They can be very basic. I've got a very basic one. It's essentially, I've got a chart, an Excel, and it's got my financial obligations monthly. totaled at the bottom. I call that debits. I have another chart underneath that. You scroll down, and that's, I call that credits. That's all my financial incoming, right? So I want my credits minus my debits to be a positive number, right? Live on less than you earn. And I update it monthly. And because of that, that gives me additional income to, again, redeploy into my cash flow snowball. And number five, this one's really, this isn't retirement at all. It says seek support from government and social services. And reading that, I'm practically speechless, because financial freedom is true freedom. It's freedom from dependency, okay? Government reliance is not retirement. It's dependency, okay? It's dependency. It's financial slavery. If you're sitting there and it's the third week of the month and you're waiting on your government check to come in at the first of the new month, what does that feel like? That doesn't feel free. That doesn't feel enlightening. That doesn't feel like a situation that I think anyone would want to be in. So, look, if you're seeking support from government and social services, then there's an issue. Either you've got some health concerns, you definitely probably have some financial concerns, and that's not the retirement we're looking for. So, all right, enough of that. Here's an email I got from Zach. He basically says he recently became aware of Lifestyles Unlimited. He's been listening to it on YouTube, and he's consuming about 4 to 5 shows a day. So he goes on and he says he grew up with the same advice that we talk about here, where, you know, the parents tell you to go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a job, possibly go back to college. Sounds like he may have an advanced degree, and then begin investing into that 401k. However, the good news here is that Zach has essentially began learning about real estate investing. So he goes on and he says he's 31 years old. Okay. Time is finite. We all only have a certain amount of time. You, my friend, have a lot of time. So if we can maximize your returns over this long period of time, you can become wealthy much quicker than you possibly imagine. Okay. Next email. This one's from Greg. Wife and I are new to Lifestyles, joined as a preferred in February, right after attending the online workshop. You know what? Good for you, Greg. The fact that you saw this immediately and you were there with your spouse and she's on board for it. Again, you're moving faster than I did. I moved very slow. I joined at the most basic level. My wife wasn't thrilled about it, and I started very slow and then eventually built up speed and took off. So Greg's question is, how do we build momentum as fast as possible? We are currently in one passive deal. He's considered getting into another. Would it be faster to build momentum using single family houses to have more immediate cash flow? And he goes on and says they both make good income and they're trying to build that stream of passive income. Okay, so in this email, he doesn't say what he needs, right? Does he need cash flow? Does he want to, is he looking at a value play, right? To grow the wealth. But he does mention to have more immediate cash flow. So look, if you're asking if houses are faster, absolutely they are. Absolutely. First of all, you should be able to double your investment into a property when you purchase it using this hard money model that we teach here at Lifestyles, right? $35,000 out of pocket. You get an equity capture once you fix and rehab that property of $35,000. That's 100% return, okay? 100% return. Now, it's unrealized, right? It's in the form of sheetrock and countertops and tile and appliances and roof and walls. It's unrealized, but it's there. Now, this is also smaller amounts than typically you would see in passive investing in apartments. In apartments, most of the opportunities are going to say it's a minimum of $50,000. Some have a minimum of $100,000. I have seen minimums higher than that. Are there deals out there that you can get into with $25,000? Absolutely. Typically, our lead investors are holding some spots at 25, but it's usually a larger amount and the time factor is stretched out, right? Remember my financial freedom equation, time plus money times return equals financial freedom. Your time factor in the apartment communities is slower, right? Typically, you purchase into an apartment deal and it might be a year, maybe a little longer before you even get that first cash on cash return. 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, we were turning some of these apartment communities in 2, 3, or 4 years, right? We were turning them quickly. Now that rates are higher, interest rates are higher, they're not turning as fast, right? These are becoming longer holds. So that timeline is slowing. Now, don't get me wrong, these passive deals that we're investing in, your annualized could be easily 30% a year annualized return, right? $100,000, you go 3 years, you get $90,000 back. Essentially, it's a 90% return divided by three. That is essentially a 90% return. Divide that by three, that's 30% on an annual basis. But passive deals take a while to get rolling. Houses, you could build cash flow pretty much within 2 to 3 months, and you can get that equity capture. So that's the fastest way. If you're asking me what's faster right now, houses are faster. But it's smaller chunks of money. You're going to be a lot more involved with the houses than you are as a passive investor. So what numbers should you consider for your strategy? And again, I don't want to put anyone in a box and say, well, if you have this, then you need to do this. But there's a rough rule of thumb that says if you have $200,000 or less to invest, you should most likely start with houses. Again, this isn't a formula that works in every situation. But if you got $200,000 or less, go houses. If you've got $200,000 to $400,000, I would say it's a toss-up. You can go one way or the other. You can do a combination. I've got houses and passive investments myself. If you've got, let's say you have $500,000 or more and you don't need the cash flow right away, well, why don't you go? You can be a passive. If you really want to maximize your returns, you can be a lead investor. You can even, if you've got $1 million or more, you can be an independent rental owner. It usually takes about $1 million. Keep in mind, with financing today, you're having to bring probably 40 to 50% to the table, and you're supposed to have some, not supposed to, you're required to have some reserve funds on hand as well. So I would say it would take at least $1 million or more if you just wanted to own your own apartment community. And you can, so 200 for houses, 2 to 400, it's a toss up, whichever way you want to go. 500 plus, don't need the cash right away, passive, or go lead, and then $1 million or more, lead, IRO, passive, do anything you want, really. So that momentum is in the houses right off the bat. Now, I do want to say something. I don't want you to go too fast, okay? I don't want you to put everything you have available into deals within 6 months or a year, okay? Diversify your investments. Yes, you can diversify within real estate investing. You can diversify geographically, right? I don't want all my investments in one city. I don't want all my investments along the coast. I don't want all my investments in one state. I don't want all my investments with one lead investor, right? I'm going to spread that out. I'm going to spread it out over the states. I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to have different types of opportunities, yield plays, value plays. So I'm going to spread it out. All right. Well, see you next week. I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.